understand the man. What more could you ask for? We talking building businesses and entrepreneurs. Next level, elevating, steady working it. Featuring guests, sharing their products and services. But stand the man podcast. Let's get down to business, make it happen like that. But stand the man podcast. Let's get down to business, make it happen like that. Stand the man, let's go.
Yo, yo, Sid the Entertainer here, y'all checking out the man with the plan. It's Stan, the man. Congratulations, man, on 2 years of doing your Stan the Man podcast. Big up, man, salute. Keep grinding, keep hustling, showing them how it's done. Stan, the 50 grand man. Let's go, baby. All right, Stan the Man podcast. Head day, y'all. Holler.
Ladies and gentlemen, Stan the Man here, and we are very happy and excited to have with us a guy that has been in such feature films as Breaking Bad, Home Alone, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and my personal favorite, Escape from Alcatraz, because I'm from San Francisco. Without further ado, Mr. Larry Hankin, how are you doing, sir?
Well, I'll never get over that introduction. That's just amazing. I'm fine. I'm just fine. I wear two masks, and I stay away from human beings and cats. I think I'll be okay.
Well, that's very good. That's because I think I just saw recently that at least for the Los Angeles School District, they're sending out those N95s masks now.
Oh yeah, well I wear two, so it's okay. So I got an N95. So.
Okay, all right, perfect. Well, I'm glad that you are most definitely glad that you're well. So we're going to jump right into it for you. And the first question I had for you was that it's a real simple one. You've had a long illustrious career, and wanted to know how did you get started in acting?
Wow. I gotta shut the window.
Okay. No problem.
There's too much noise. Okay. It's closed. Okay. How did I get into show business?
Yes, sir.
Well, it was, I didn't want to do anything. I graduated college. I got a degree in industrial design. I didn't really want to do it. I was just going to college for my parents, you know.
Was that Syracuse?
Syracuse University.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
And on my graduate, I didn't want to go to Detroit. I was going to design cars.
Okay.
A lot of money, but I don't do things I don't want to do. I mean.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense, but a lot of people don't follow that sense. They
right, right.
So I asked a friend, my buddy in Syracuse University, was Carl Gottlieb, who was later to write all the Jaws movies,
right?
Other movies. Okay. So he wanted to be a writer, and I said, he asked me where I was going, and I said, I don't know. I was supposed to go to Detroit, and I'm not going to go. I'm through with pleasing my parents. That was okay. This college thing is the last, I don't know, hurrah.
Right.
So I said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to Greenwich Village. I'm going to be a writer. And why don't you come with me? We'll be roommates. At least it'll be cheaper for him, you know, and be happy to rent. Okay. So I said, fine. And I just split for Greenwich Village. He got a job on a newspaper, a very small one, I don't even remember what it was, a neighborhood newspaper, reviewing movies, and I I cleaned up in a bar from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., so that was
okay.
My choice. It was preferable to going to Detroit and making thousands of dollars a year.
Right.
But I loved it. I never looked back. I thought it was fine. And so I had a lot of time on my hands during the day because I worked from 2 a.m. till 6 a.m. So waiting to go to work at night, I would go to the coffee houses. We lived in Greenwich Village. All the coffee houses were in Greenwich Village.
Right.
So I hung around the coffee houses, and there was this open mic night stuff. So I was voted funniest in high school 2 years in a row. So
wow, that's pretty cool.
Let's do that. I these guys are funny for, or not funny, and there wasn't many women at all. Now it's all women.
Okay.
But then so I said I'm as funny for 3 minutes at, you know, an open mic. You can just go up there for 3 minutes.
Right.
I went up there for 3 minutes, and it was I was very bad. I was terrible. I was not funny at all. What I didn't understand was that being funny with your friends in high school is not like getting on a stage in front of paying audiences and making them laugh. And
exactly. I tried that, and that's why I didn't go into comedy.
Right. Well, I had, for some reason, I was made of sterner stuff. I was funny. So I just kept up, and the learning curve was very steep, but I got, so within a couple of months, I was opening for Woody Allen, and I was in show business, and there you go.
Great. Very, very good. That's a great story, and, you know, it takes a lot of courage, and I think if, correct me if I'm wrong, I think Woody might have been the guy that might have said that dying is easy and comedy is hard. Is he the guy that said that?
No,
it was somebody else. Him.
It was a very famous classical actor.
Ah, okay.
I think you got the exact quote though.
That's okay. I think Woody is the guy that might have said something to the effect of part of your success is 80% of it is showing up.
Yeah, that's Woody.
Right.
Yeah. It may be 100%.
Right. Yeah. If you, as you know, if you're not here, you can't do the work.
You get a lot of things.
Very good. I had
toured, you know, I toured on my own. I had his manager, and then I got into critical thinking humor, you know.
Okay.
Lenny Bruce, Richie Pryor,
right?
George Carlin, and so I couldn't take the heat. I was being pulled off the stage by police and people.
Oh man! What now? Within today's world, with what your material was, do you think
it would be letting go? But it's kindergarten for what I was doing marijuana jokes and saying fuck.
Wow.
You know, I mean, that was it. You know, it's no, get off the stage. You can't do marijuana jokes. You can't curse on stage. And so now I'd be nothing.
Oh,
I'm thinking of going back on stage. You know, I'm thinking of going back to do that, to do stand up or one man shows. I did one man shows after a while, but it's different. It really is. Plus, now, I mean, with HBO specials, comedy specials, you know, everybody and his brother everybody and his mother, everybody, monkeys are doing stand-up now and getting HBO specials.
Yeah,
so
maybe
it's crowded. I don't think there's no need for another stand-up comedian. There really isn't.
Well, I don't know. There's, even Netflix is they're pretty deep in the game, and they're handing out contracts to some for these comedy specials.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, Netflix, HBO, but still, I mean, there's a ton of stand-up. I went on Netflix the other day, last night. Well, this last 2 weeks, I've been going on Netflix looking at what the comedy situation stand-up is.
Yeah.
And there's millions. There's just millions.
There is quite more than there was. Well, the good thing about it, if you did decide to go back to the one-man show, a lot of the material that maybe you couldn't use, you would be able to use it now.
Well, that's true, but I can't keep up. I mean, they're talking about eating pussy. I can't imagine. I can't, you know, and that's just normal.
Right.
Not,
yeah.
That's not police or anything. That's just, you know, blah, blah, blah. Hey, so, and I'm watching. I must have watched in the last 2 weeks. I must have watched 30 or 40 stand up. You know,
yeah, you're most definitely right. And, yeah. Go ahead.
There's nothing that I can say that would be either different, cogent, or unique, or funnier than what's
right.
going on. So, you know, I just wrote a book, so that may be where I'm going to go.
All right, so
books about my life in show business.
Well, I think
program.
I think you know, you do that. I'm sure a lot of folks, and including myself, would definitely want to read it. And you've been in show business for quite some time. You've had a lot of longevity. And the next question I was going to ask you is, what do you attribute to your success of being in the business for an extended period of time? Because a lot of folks, they get in and they're not in very long.
I think it's just righteous tenacity.
Okay.
You're not going to shut me up. I'm coming back.
Good. There you
Who
go.
You all. Here.
Good.
This is it. I mean, that's really the only philosophy you could have in show business today.
It's okay.
I'm not going away. I'm going on stage. I don't care. And you can't stop me from saying whatever I'm going to say.
Hey, that's good.
And the audience is complicit. They'll laugh at anything. COVID. But, you know, I mean, the stupidest jokes, I put that in quotes, air quotes.
Oh, okay.
The audience are just hungry to laugh. Now, there's some really good guys out there. I'm not going to mention any names.
Okay.
But there's some good comedy out there. But there's also a plethora of stupidity out there.
Okay.
And well, for that comedy, I would say politicians are at the end of comedy stupidity jokes and stuff. But yeah, it's just anybody can be a comedian, and anybody is a comedian. So
okay, well, that's good. I was just going to mention that growing up, I was like you. And even today, sometimes I could say some funny things, but I've learned, and as you already know, that, and so for my friends that are comedians, that, you know, when I was younger, I didn't realize everything was scripted. They would go to the different clubs and the different comedy stores and perfect their craft, and that's how they got better. The other question I was going to ask you is that you've had a chance to work with some amazing folks in Hollywood, and, you know, Clint Eastwood and many others. Is there anyone that you have not worked with that you one day would like to work with in the business?
Oh, is there anyone who I'd like to work with that I haven't worked with yet? Is that kind of the question?
Yes.
No, I mean, I'm up to here with working with famous people.
Okay.
They don't show me shit. they're famous because they're famous.
Okay. Then,
of course, there's the really good one. I mean, it's good working with the good one, like Bryan Cranston, Aaron Paul, Seth Breaking Bad. I mean, they're good actors, so you want to work with them.
Very good.
They're good, not because they're famous or they're stars, or they're just quality people as far as acting goes. I don't know their personal life. But that's what you want to work. You want to work with good people. So, because you always want to be the stupidest guy on the set.
Okay.
That's a conversion of the phrase, be the stupidest guy in the room. Old business phrase that I take to heart. But that's true. You be a learner, not a leader.
Very good.
If you're in the Army, lieutenants get shot first. Just remember that.
Oh, hey, that's a good one. I got to remember that one.
So don't be a lieutenant. That's all I'm saying.
Great advice.
But what you want to be is a four-star general, because they just sit in an office.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely great advice. Speaking of advice, I was going to ask you, what advice would you give to some of the, you have an amazing experience of, writing, producing, directing, and I was wondering, what advice would you give to those that are looking to get into the acting business and then they're just trying to get the start? What advice would you give to them?
Well, I'll give you a philosophical answer and a rather down-to-earth one. That's a very hard question. What advice would I give? Okay, the first thing is, if you want to be an artist, and I'll put this, an actor, a painter, a shoe salesman, if you want to be the best at what you're doing, then you don't take no. No is not an answer.
Okay.
It's not an answer. You're not looking for a no. What you're looking for is, hey, come on board. Let's just do this. That's what you're looking for. So if anybody says anything but that, just, walk away.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with you.
Good.
So no is like a, forget that. It doesn't even exist.
Right.
Now, the second thing I would say is, you have to really want to be whatever you want to be.
Excellent.
You can't just like say, well, I think I, with that, you're dead.
Right. Exactly.
You're dead. Forget it. You just have to want it.
Okay.
So that's the second thing. You have to want it. And then once you want it, don't take anything except yes.
Very good.
That's all I've learned, is that if you want to be something like an artist or anything, you got to know that you're right. You just got to know that, man, from your DNA. You guys got to know that you're right. Because people don't want you to be right.
Right. Very, very good.
Because if you are right, then they are all just in a comfort zone and they're wrong. If you're right, that makes them wrong. Now,
excellent.
I don't know where human beings pick that piece of stupidity up, but that's how it works.
Good point.
And so you just got to know in your heart that this is what you want to do, and you don't take anything but a yes. That's all. And go on with your life.
That's great advice, because as you know, some years ago when this guy was in high school, he almost got cut from his basketball team because the coach didn't think he was all that good.
Right. So
what he did was he just worked at getting better and decided he was going to be an NBA basketball player. And that guy, his name is Michael Jordan.
Exactly. Exactly. Mike's got the right idea. Why don't you?
Exactly. And now the amazing thing to me is that, now he owns a basketball team. That was another goal that he had in mind.
Well, there you go. See, in other words, the formula for success is really simple. It's just the formula is simple. It's like E equals MC squared.
Okay.
how simple? You can't get any simpler than that.
Exactly.
Well, but try to come up with that. Try to do that. That's
exactly.
A whole other story.
Well, we definitely do appreciate your advice there. We're actually just about out of time here, but before we go, again, just want to thank you for all the time you've given us today out of your schedule. And wanted to ask you about, I think if, did you say you're writing a book? Or the book is done?
I just finished the book. It's called That Guy. Like people are always watching television. They see me and they go, oh, there's that guy.
Okay.
I don't know what my name is.
Oh, okay.
So it's a biography. It's a biography of my show.
Wow, that's great.
That I'm telling you, about show business. It's the biography of my show business life, of life on the set or on the doing stand-up or being in the committee. Or I tell you what, you can go into, these are my paint. Well, you can't see it. This is, if you can see that. Yeah, I'm a painter. I paint,
okay.
I act, I do stand up, I'm a funny guy. Go to therealLarryHankin.com.
Okay.
That's my website.
All right.
Go there and then you can see I make films, my little film shorts. I make my own and I do my paintings and I put up my writing, and just everything is up there. TheRealLarryHankin.com. Don't go to TheLarryHankin.com because that's being held up for ransom.
Okay.
It's being kidnapped. It's, yeah.
Wow.
Want money. I won't give it to them. So it's TheRealLarryHankin.com.
Now, on there with, when one goes to that, would one be able to know the launch date for the book when the book is coming out?
Well, yeah, but I have to get a publisher or a literary agent. If anybody's out there who's a publisher or a literary agent, it's a great book. It's finished. Seeking out a publisher or a literary agent.
And
I'm getting query letters. That's my life now.
Okay. Query. Well, yeah, it's kind of like, to me, I think it's a no-brainer, but I'm hoping that someone will be wise enough to contact you through your website or in a different way where you will be able to do it. And, the year is still early, so I'm hoping that it comes out soon, and that definitely will be at the top of my list to read it.
Yeah, well, I hope so, too. You know, they're out there. But right now, my tenacity is with query letters.
Well, that's a good thing, because I was listening to a podcast from Oprah the other day, and she was saying, which makes sense, and you probably already know this, she said, everyone has a story.
Oh,
and
boy.
It is a fascinating one, especially someone with like yourself. Just to give, and before you know it, it might be a film.
Well, I think it would be a film. I mean, I've read my book, and it would make a great movie.
Fantastic.
But be that as it may, I want to get the book out there. So that's what I'm doing now.
Well, Larry, we do wish you the absolute best. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Larry Hankin. Actor, producer, writer, director, and soon to be publisher of his book.
Thank you very much, Stan.
We wish you all the best. And in the meantime, take care.
You too.
Hello, I'm Bernadette Stanis, Thelma from Good Times, also Nene Duncan on The Family Business. Hello there, Stan. I want to congratulate you on your 2-year podcast anniversary, and I wish you many, many more as Stan the Man. I know that you are helping so many businesses become successful. That's a wonderful thing that you're doing. I just want to thank you. It means so much to me to have a fan like you that has followed me for so many years as Thelma of Good Times with my brother JJ, Michael, Alona, Mom and Dad, and Bookman. You know, we had a lot of fun on that show. And now I'm on The Family Business. I'm one of the Duncans, and we're having a lot of fun, too, in a different kind of way. You know, I have 3 children there. I have Curtis, and Lauren is my daughter, and Kenny is my baby son. And, of course, my crazy husband, Larry. Join us. We come on every Thursday with a new show. So you enjoy your anniversary. Keep watching me on different shows. Especially The Family Business. And I want to thank you.
Stan the Man Podcast with business and entrepreneurs.